Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Aaliyah Butler, on fire to inspire herself. I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm telling you, we have a great, great evening, and guess what? It's us, you and I. So I don't have a guest tonight. The Lord said I could not have a guest because I was the person that was bringing this to you, but guess what? You're my guest as well. And so when I finish with these points, I'm going to actually open the floor, and we're going to have an open forum about getting your momentum back. That's the topic for tonight. You know, many times we've been through this year, and, you know, we're at the end. We're at the very end of the year. We've got about 2 months left, and so we're going to finish this year strong. But before we jump into all of that, I want to thank all of my sponsors for the month of October. Thank you so much to Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. I'm telling you, this book is a great, great book, a great, great read, and you can find it on any of your online bookstores. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound with Vincent Lynch that is a musical genius. I'm telling you, you want to buy his CDs on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Also, he does jingles and things of that nature. The jingle you just heard for my show, he actually did all the music for it. Unique Expression by Design. They're specializing in your custom products from your business and personal needs. Angelise Washington will take care of you. If it's a t-shirt, your cups, pens, mugs, journals, whatever it is, she will take care of you at uniqueexpressionsbydesign.com. And then Roz Heron Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138, beside Golden Crust in Conyers, Georgia. They are located inside of F&D Beauty, and Roz specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs. I'm telling you, the girl keeps you on your toes, from relaxers to twists, lock maintenance, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, and so much more. So tell her you heard it on Fire to Inspire, because Roz take care of Miss On Fire to Inspire. And finally, we have PrintTara.com. PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites as well. So tell any of our sponsors that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire, and we thank them for supporting this fertile, fertile ground. And thank you so much for tuning in tonight and listening to us. So, guys, the topic tonight is getting your momentum back. So, you know, life happens, things happen. So many times you have all this stuff that's happened throughout the year. We are in, again, the month of October. So we are already in month 10. Yes, we're in the month 10. I can't believe it myself. We're already here. But, you know, things have happened. And, you know, have you had some things happen to where you feel like, you know, it's knocked the wind out of you? Or you've had some things happen where, you know, you may have experienced job loss, you know, any myriad of things. Sickness, anything can kind of come and kind of take your, you know, take your breath away, so to speak. But what can you do to get it back? Well, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to give you a couple of points, and then my points aren't just the points. So if you have anything that's bound upon when we open up the forum for open forum, please share, because what you have to share may be a blessing to someone else. So the first thing I say is, you know, when you're trying to work on getting that momentum back, the first thing you got to go back to is, what is your why? And what really got you to doing what you wanted to do? What is it? Why are you doing this in the first place? Because if you can go back to the why and really define it, understand it, and really, really get it in your heart, then you know, it's easier to get ready to move forward. So redefine, you know, what is your why? Remember that why. What is it? And why would you want to do this in the first place? So that's number one. What is your why? Number two, the next thing we got to do is make a decision. Yes, you heard me correctly. You got to make a decision. Decide that you want it back. Decide that you want your momentum back. Making a decision starts in the mind. So consciously decide that you want it back. And then guess what? Verbally tell yourself that you want it back and declare that you want it back and you're going to get it back. Decide that giving up is not an option. Decide that giving up is not an option. So number one, what is your why and why are you doing this? Number two, make a decision. Understand that it is a shifting of the mindset. No longer are you walking in defeat, but you're walking in the mindset of I'm going to do this and giving up is not an option. All right. Number three, you want to set clear goals, clear, concise goals. Because if you can get that clarity there, then you can really, really get focused, you know, because all of the stuff coming at you, it creates the cloudiness and the clouding comes. So if you have a large goal, maybe you need to set some smaller attainable goals that can help you move forward in fulfilling this goal. So, you know, and celebrate every small goal because all of those small goals are going to lead you to that huge goal. That's your end result. And then you want to block out time specifically for your goals and strategy sessions. You want to strategize on getting there. Strategize. Create a to-do list, whether it's a daily to-do list or a weekly to-do list. You need to get some to-do list there because if you have something tangible in front of you and you can look at that thing, you say, you know what? You can get that check mark, you'll get your pen ready and check some things off. And I'm telling you, that feels so good to be able to check off some things that you've had there forever or some things that you say, you know what, I've been meaning to do this. And this will really also help expedite that energy that you need to go back and get focused again. And then you want to surround, number four, you want to surround yourself with people that are moving forward. So if you're around people who are just, you know, they're just kind of lackadaisical and they don't have any goals and they're just lazy, well, you need to change your immediate circle because the people that you surround yourself need to be I'm not going to say identical, but they need to have that same spirit. They need to have a desire, a burning desire to do something. Because if you continue to walk with turtles, you're going to start walking like those turtles. But if you run with the rabbits, guess what? You're going to start running like those rabbits. So that's number three. Surround yourself with people that are moving, those movers and shakers, as they used to say. Number five. Obtain an accountability partner. So we just talked about, you know, surrounding yourselves with the movers and shakers. So it won't be hard to get an accountability partner because you've already surrounded yourself with people who are doing things and they won't mind helping you. So obtain an accountability partner from one of the people that you've been, you know, talking to or someone that you look up to as a mentor. That could be also an accountability partner. Number six. If a distraction comes your way, use it as a learning opportunity, grow from it, and keep going. So, yes, you know, as you decided and made this conscious decision and things are moving, you're moving forward and you got your momentum back, even if something comes along as a distraction, you got to learn from it, grow from it, and keep going. So you go back and revisit, why am I doing this? Get focused again on your why and just pick up from there. So don't allow it to just knock the wind out of you again and stay there. The thing is to get back up so you can keep moving, keep going, keep going. And then number seven, I want you to place a reminder of what you want to achieve somewhere that you can see it and reflect on it daily. So if it's something that you need to put on your mirror, your refrigerator, your desk, something that's going to help you remember that goal. Why am I doing this? And this is my end result that I want. If you can tangibly see something tangible, if you put it on a postcard, a little note card, you can even print out a picture that can help bring that. I'm telling you, if you can see it, you can achieve it. A lot of times that helps you. That visual picture, that visualization can help take you to some places that you're like, oh, my God, this is it. This is it. So let's go back and revisit this because, like I said, I'm going to open the floor in a few moments. So if you have some other things to add, you're welcome to do so or if you have some comments on any of these things. So number one, I said, what is your why? Do you understand what your why is? And why do you want to do this in the first place? What is your why? Why do you want to do this thing? What is it that makes you just leap and you say, I got to get this done? What is your why? That's number one. Number two, you're going to make a decision. You got to make that decision that, hey, I'm not going to stay in this slump. I'm not going to stay in this lackadaisical place. I got to make a decision that I want my momentum back. I got to get going because there's somebody waiting on me. Someone's waiting on me to get in position because they need me. They need my ideas. They need my inventions. They need this book, this best-selling book that I'm to write. What is it? What is your why, number one? Number two, make that decision. After you've made your decision, now I need you to consciously decide again that you want it back. And then I want you to verbally tell yourself that you're going to get it back and you won't stop until you get there. And decide that giving up is not an option. It is not an option. Number three, you're going to set clear goals. You know, the clarity is going to help you just really hone in and focus. What makes them attainable, clear and concise goals. So if your goal is huge, break it down into small parts. Make it smaller, attainable goals and celebrate after every goal is reached. I don't care how small it is. If it's just to do the research today and you did that research, celebrate because that right there helps you. And then you want to block out time specifically for those goals and strategies. Block out time to really, really strategize and you know, how am I going to reach these goals? You know, who can I reach out to help me reach these goals? Or who can I reach out to for some advice? That could even be an option. And then create your to-do list. Daily or weekly, create those to-do lists. Number four, surround yourself with people that are moving forward. So if you're with people who are moving forward, then it's easy for you to do it because you're gonna do as they do. You know, if you're with turtles, you're going to move like turtles. But if you're with rabbits, like I said, you're going to move like the rabbits. Obtain an accountability partner. So you can pull someone from that rabbit group and get an accountability partner. Number six, if a distraction comes your way, use it as a learning opportunity, grow from it, and keep going. And number seven, place a reminder of what you want to achieve somewhere that you can see it and reflect on it. So, again, if it's your refrigerator, if your desk, your mirror, somewhere that you frequent daily, so that you can see that, and that's going to just put that stirring in you because you're going to remember, I know what my why is. I know what I want. I've spoken this. I'm declaring it. I've written it down, and I can't do anything but move forward and make it happen. So what is it that you're doing to get your momentum back? So those are some things that I came up with to get my momentum back and to help you get yours stirred up and moving. Now, I'm going to open the floor, and if you are listening in at the 929-477-2178 number, then you're going to press 1, and I will bring you on if you have any questions or comments, or if you have some things that you want to add that have worked for you, then we want to bring you on so that you can help others. All right, we have a caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. This is Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Who do I have with us tonight?
This is Daryl Fletcher. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How you doing, Daryl?
It's a beautiful day in my neck of the woods. It is a beautiful day.
Amen, amen. All right, Daryl. Did you have something to add, Mr. Relationship Strategist?
Well, one of the things that, you know, as we're talking about momentum, it's very important that we get to understand that the C is momentum is what we are. What we are constantly blinded by is that we are not doing anything. And someone told me one time that slow progress is progress nonetheless. And I even have to remind myself that as sometimes I may get distracted by what goes on. But one of the things that I did want to add is that, and I, actually you alluded to it, and people often think about their experiences of losing momentum and say, well, you know, my experience has made me wiser. And so they're quick to jump out there again. But one way that you can quickly lose momentum is if you quickly do something the same way that you did it before without evaluating why it failed in the first place. So beginning to reevaluate your experiences actually goes along the line with everything that you're saying, is that we have to hit that pause button sometime and hit the reset button and say, you know what? Okay, before I go out there again, let me make sure that I have the right momentum in order to do that. From a biblical standpoint, we can look at the story of Simon Peter when he was fishing all night. And when he fished all night, he got a little bit frustrated. And when he got frustrated and Jesus asked him to go out and cast it out again, he said, I've been fishing all night, but at your word, or he said, nevertheless, because you said so, I'm going to do it again. So he paused. In his pausing, he evaluated that he was just not going out on his own might again, that he had the word or he had the might or the backing of Jesus the Christ behind him, because he saw something or he heard something that would ignite his passion and point him in the direction of his purpose of actually leaving being a fisher and start being a fisher of men. So he evaluated in that moment and said, you know what? I'm going to do this thing a little bit different this time, and I'm going to cast it out on a deep end and on the other side of the boat, and then get a expectation of a different result.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so very much. I love it, because you are so right. You know, jumping out there the exact same way. What did you learn?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I love it. Thank you so much. Anything else?
Well, I always have something to add. Here's a part two to that. Mm-hmm. Experiences being wiser. People think that since I know better, I'll do better, and that is not always 100% true, because sometimes we don't have the ability to do better. In some instances, I can remember being in certain situations where I wanted to be out of that situation so bad. I had no business being in that situation. I had no inkling of being in that situation. But because I didn't have the ability to get out of that situation, I knew I wasn't supposed to be there. But because I didn't have the empowerment to be there or to get out of the situation, then I continued to stay in that situation because of my lack of ability, or one can say my lack of strength. So going along with what you said, as far as building your momentum, is where do you find your strength? Because principles are transferable. And if you know where your strength is in one area, then maybe you can transfer that principle to another area in which you are weak on. Important case, I don't smoke. I never had the desire to smoke. I know the challenges that smoking can present to me, to my body and to my lifestyle. I know the damage that smoking can do to me. And when I was struggling in an area where I knew I needed to get out of, I began to think about all the different things that the challenges that came with what I was doing. And I said, you know what? If I don't have to smoke, then I don't have to do this either. And then so with that put me in the position of giving me the empowerment and the ability to not participate in the things that I knew that would tear me down. So if you're looking at this thing from a standpoint of momentum, where did you get your strength from last time that you got your momentum? What is your greatest strength? I talk about doing a SWOT analysis all the time in relationships and in business. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are your opportunities? And what are your threats? And when you break it down like that, that gives you a clear picture of what you have an opportunity to do. My strengths are this in this area. And your strengths are things that come to you naturally and come to you easily. And so you don't really have to worry about that. And then when you look at your weaknesses, those are things that are a challenge or a fight for you to do. And so you got to put a little bit extra energy in that. But then when you look at your opportunities, you look at your opportunities of evaluating, okay, where can I maybe grow in this area? Or maybe where could I do better at in this area? See, opportunities are a little bit like strength, but they're more or less the fact of, hey, you know what? maybe I did this project and I left some money on the table, and how could we not leave some money on the table? Or maybe I did this project and we didn't maximize all our fullest potential in utilizing everyone on the team. So that's an opportunity. But then your threats are things that maybe didn't damage you, but if you continue to do it or you continue to allow them to happen, then it's going to be a threat to your whole mechanism. That's going to be a threat to your whole organization. And so that's one way that you can begin to evaluate on how you can get your momentum back.
Great, great. Love it, love it, love it. Well, thank you so very much to Mr. Relationship Strategist. We appreciate you tonight listening in and sharing your wisdom.
Oh, my pleasure. I enjoy your show all the time.
But thank you so much. All right, guys, we have the lines open. Our topic is getting your momentum back. So we have another caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Miss On Fire to Inspire, Leah Butler. Who do we have on the line with us tonight? Hello?
Good evening, Ms. On Fire to Inspire. Sorry about that. I was talking to the mute button. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm sitting here fired up. That's how I am. I am just stoked. And whenever I'm in the presence of yourself and my main man, Brother Daryl Fletcher, I'm always in a good space. So I'm glad I was able to jump on tonight. I'm out of town, but I said, you know what, let me stop in and get me a dose of inspiration. And I was looking at the topic, and I said, you know, that's perfect. I absolutely am in that same vein right now of, you know, really taking a step back to evaluate, look at some of the ways in which I can be of service to others. Because that's what I'm really finding a lot of gratitude in, a lot of growth in, is being able to take a step back and first and foremost not only realize that it is time to put some solutions in place to get some momentum going forward, but what it also has forced me to do is to kind of reinvent some of the things that I have previously perhaps taken for granted. And one of the things that I know was important was being able to be honest with myself about what that really looked like. And so I just think this is an amazing topic tonight. And I want to recommend to those that might have been in the midst of, which we all have either been there, have come out of one, or we on our way to one. And so I really want to, specifically to that setback survivor, you know, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but I also want to say that this is Setback Survivor Month as well. And I want to really be intentional in reaching out to those that are within my circle of influence and beyond to really encourage them to, you know, start first and foremost by really taking a hard, deep look in the mirror at what it used to be like when they were a kid, before the inhibitions of life came amongst us, before we got all these responsibilities. What were the things that really made us go? What were the things that we aspired to do? What were the things that we felt were a part of our very makeup? And start to try to get back in tune with some of those things, because that's exactly where I'm at right now. I'm beginning to understand, first of all, that it's only by grace and mercy of the Creator that I'm still here. And as I look back on some of the things I've been able to overcome, some of the things I'm yet going through, and some of the people that I'm helping to be able to break through as well, it's really key to be able to take a step back, evaluate what's going on, and start to just reinvent oneself. You know, don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about the past failures. Don't worry about the things that everybody else has got to say. Think deeply and inwardly, what is it that I really was put here to do? What were some of those dreams and aspirations I had when I was young? And starting there, I mean, everybody wants the sexy stuff. They want to be on stage. They want to have the big cars, the big house. They want to travel the world. But it all starts with a single step of adjusting the thought process of oneself. And so that would be one of the things that as we look to try and get our momentum back, again, I think this is a fantastic topic, this On Fire to Inspire. I think it's something that we all need to do periodically. Just take a step back, look inwardly, and begin to reinvent ourselves.
All right. Yes. I absolutely love it. You know, I think that, you know, when you get toward the end of the year and you've just been running, you know, especially when you're doing all the traveling that you're doing and Daryl's doing and we're all in all of these different forms, it's like, whew, you got to catch your breath. But as you're catching your breath, all right, now you're catching your breath and yes, time to reevaluate and take the blinders off. And as you said, time to move forward in reinventing. So I thank you so very much for dialing in and sharing your wisdom with us this evening.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be in your presence. And thank you again for an amazing and timely topic tonight. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And thank you again for sharing your time with us this evening.
You betcha, always.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, guys, we've had the urban leadership strategist, we've had the relationship strategist, both sharing some wisdom. We're about to bring on a third person. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Miss On Fire to Inspire, Leah Butler, on the line. Who do we have with us?
How you doing, Leah? This is John Schamberger, Millionaires in Training. How you doing?
Hey, Mr. John Schamberger, how are you?
Well, trying to stay young like you. Well, let me start here. You know, I'm going to tell a story because my story could be somebody else's story, just like their story could be my story. And I'm going to go back to 1997 as far as losing momentum. I was in Los Angeles, which Los Angeles Black Business Expo. And, you know, going to my ninth year there, I think they had a cutback. And my sponsor, you know, had to, you know, cut my portion off, my portion that he would sponsor me with. So, you know, mom came out there for the visit, to see the grandkids and everything. She said, "Won't you come back home for a visit?" So I said, "Okay, I always wanted to come back home, you know, for a visit." And next, you know, she convinced me in staying. But, you know, I sat home for a year, but it just wasn't the same growing up in a small, you know, coming from a large city. And back to my hometown, which is a small town. And I can feel that, you know, I was losing my momentum as far as building my brand of Millionaires in Training. And, of course, I sat home then. Of course, I said, you know, my money running out. And I said, ain't nothing here in Chester, Pennsylvania. You know, I got me, you know, worked at Wyatt University. I had to pull my cooking skills out of my back pocket. And I thought I was getting it back as far as, you know, building that business from 98 customers to 108 customers a day, you know, during the morning and everything, but things still wasn't right. And I know I hung my brand up on the wall, other pictures on the wall, and sometimes God tell us something how to make us get our momentum back. So over the years, you know, I'm just, you know, there, you know, going back and forth and everything, and I know pictures would fall off my wall except my brand. So, you know, and that kept happening. I said, you know what, God must be trying to tell me something. So in 2010, you know, and I, you know, I had lost all my momentum because in Los Angeles, you know, I was their networker of the year. And, you know, I can get into anybody's office, you know, that I put my mind into it. So, and I kind of lost that momentum of doing that being back in my own small town, Chester, Pennsylvania. So I just made a few phone calls back in Los Angeles. And one day I was going around to the Boys and Girls Club to teach them how to play chess around there, and I forgot my phone. So when I came back, the phone rung, and it was my mentor. And they were saying, he said, "Oh, John, when you bringing all that money back to Los Angeles?" Now, that kind of got my momentum back because he called me. He said, "Leah, I'm at the Detroit Expo and everything." He said, "I'm wearing your money tie and everything." He said, "I'm going to send you the picture, you know, the information." So he sent in the information, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like I got my mojo back just from a phone call, you know. Mm-hmm. Then he sent me the information and everything. Within a couple of days, I got it. And I, you know, looked the rest of it. And then I started making my contact with Barbara, who was the founder. They said, "Philadelphia has a expo." I said, "No." So I'm starting to get my momentum back. But what I found out, to make a long story short, was where I lost my momentum is my mentor was in networking. And I started to look and I said, you know what? I had not tapped into my hometown of Chester, Pennsylvania. But when I start to tap into Chester, Pennsylvania, as far as networking, you know, getting, you know, the one of my friends of 40 years, she worked for the chief of staff of the state representative. I had people in different places that, you know, I grew up with and start to really network. I started to get my mojo back. And when I did get my mojo back, things started to happen. So sometimes God can make things, you know, put you in a situation where to make you understand, you know what, I might take your momentum away, but I'm going to let you see that I'm going to help you get it back. So he put me in a situation to help me back. Then next thing you know, my networking skills started to really take effect where I started to make moves in my hometown and started to build my brand. And then in building my brand, I ran into, you know, the Dr. Renee Sunday, Kiss Me George, you know, when I had my radio show. And thank God Felicia Broughton, she really got my momentum back. But I said, once you can I use your brand, you know, I'm going to start a radio show with Millionaires in Training. You know, I want to use it. And I said yes, and it got my momentum back. So long story short is that, you know, sometimes God put us in position to make you lose momentum, but also get you to see that you can also get it back. And by the grace of God, he got me moving again. Now, there are also some situations that I lost it, you know, again, because certain things that happen, stumbling blocks gets in the way, and, you know, I get discouraged. And, you know, because, you know, when you're trying to build a brand, I'm not trying to build a business, I'm trying to build a brand. And when you try to build a brand, you try to go worldwide with your brand, because that's a powerful and the belief that I had in my brand. So, you know, and long story short, just like I met you a couple weeks ago, you know, and you see exactly what I was doing, that's what my momentum is. I love networking. I love building people. I love serving people. I love helping people. I love helping people to get to where they at. And that's where I got my momentum. That's where I got my strength. That's where the God-given ability that comes out of me, that sometimes it surprised me on certain things and moves that I've made. So, you know, I'm telling those on the call that, you know, just a short version of my story. And if my story is similar, just like your story that you may be going through right now, as far as you losing your momentum, I'm telling you that it's certain things that you probably used to do, you probably had to just keep on doing it. I thought there was nothing here in Chester, Pennsylvania, because I had not tapped into it, and I lost my momentum. And I'm telling you, it was over a decade. But when I picked up the phone and called my mentor back in Los Angeles, you know, that really got me my momentum back, and it got my blood flowing. And next thing you know, that, you know, I was back in the ball game again. So that's my story right there.
Amen, amen. We thank you for sharing your story, because your testimony is a blessing to someone else. So we truly, truly appreciate it.
Well, amen. You know, it's a pleasure just to, you know, be on the show. And that topic is very, very powerful, because it can help a lot of people. And the two young men that came on, I identify exactly their story, that what they told, that, you know, make me see, you know what, I've been through exactly what they went through.
Yes, yes. I'm telling you, you know, we all have been there, done that. And there may be someone that's listening, whether they're listening live or listening on a recording, they're there now. And so you guys sharing your pieces of information and my pieces of information, all of it together, is going to help them pick it back up and put it back together again. So thank you again.
Yes, amen. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We have another caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live with Ms. On Fire to Inspire, Leah Butler. Who do we have online with us?
Well, I had to come on and represent the women. I love the men, but Leah, this is Dr. Renee Sunday, the platform builder.
How you doing, Dr. Renee?
I'm just great. I just love your platform, and I was glad we got off our program. I said, we got to jump over here and make sure we support you. But this is a powerful topic you have, because, like you said, all of us have been there. You know, I think mine just really started about 2011 when my brother died, and then you know, right after that, I lost my job. So I went from six figures to zero in one day. But I knew I had that feeling inside. I think everybody so far have said that that feeling was still inside, which, of course, we know is the Holy Spirit telling you that it's okay. But, you know, mm-hmm. we have to believe in ourselves. And I really enjoyed all the points you gave us and nuggets because it's very powerful. You have to have people that push you to your destiny. You have to have people that don't agree with you. And it's okay if it's seasons, if they come and go, because, you know, the way it works, when you go to another level, you know, T.D. Jakes says it's best. You need to be the listener. You need to listen. And everybody's not going to, you know, advance with you, which is okay as well. But don't forget to help somebody else. You know, when you're impacting the whole world, you know, take people with you and always come back to get other people.
mm-hmm. I love it. Yes, you're right. I mean, and one of the key things, like you just said, was believe in yourself because, you know, when things happen, people allow their situation or their circumstance to define who they are. But that circumstantial situation is not the thing to define you. It's the thing that pushes you many times. You got to use it as your stepping stone to push you and to give you that momentum to take it back and say, you know what? I can help somebody else because I've been there. You know? So, yes, I love it.
Yeah. And then another thing is when things happen, that doesn't mean you're in the wrong purpose. Because, you know, back in the day, people would say, you must be doing something wrong because nothing going right. Not necessarily. Just like y'all said, right. Look at the man in the mirror, like Michael Jackson say. Now, of course, I evaluate myself every day. And I said, Lord, well, let me know what I'm doing not right. But because things not going smooth like you want it, that doesn't mean you're not in your purpose.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. So true. And as I said in one of the steps earlier, you take that situation or that setback and you learn from it and grow from it, you know, so that when you encounter it again, you're like, I know this, and keep moving forward from there, you know. Yes, thank you so much.
I had a wonderful topic. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for dialing in, Dr. Renee. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I am loving this topic. I'm telling you, I didn't come up with it. The Lord gave it to me. And I had booked guests all the way into November, and I had to keep this slot open. He said, you got to do this one, and you're going to do it as an open forum because there are going to be others that are going to give key topics and things that help someone else, whether they're listening to the live record, the live broadcast or the recording, they're going to glean and they're going to be able to grab and grasp that wisdom that you give them and that each of you that press one are able to give. So if you have something to add, press one if you dial 929-477-2178, and we'd love to hear from you. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. This is Miss On Fire to Inspire. Leah, who do we have?
Hi, Miss Aaliyah. This is Prophetess Nicole.
Hey, Prophetess Nicole. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm like Dr. Sunday. I'm going to represent for the ladies tonight.
Amen.
The men did a great job. Thank God for the men, because a lot of times men don't want to speak. So thank God for them tonight, so mm-hmm. other men can know, you know, they can be encouraged. And I, just to get your momentum back, you know, I had lost a job. I was working in the garment district, and I was in accounts receivable, and the company closed. And before the company closed, one of my coworkers said, well, you know, we knew we was going to lose our jobs eventually. And she said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to apply to be a cosmetology teacher. It was the Holy Spirit, because I never thought about it, and it just came out that day. And when I lost my job, I went to unemployment, and, you know, I was sending out resumes and going to temp agencies and all the things that I do because I live in New York and I need an income, and unemployment wasn't, you know, going to fix it. And nobody would hire me. It's like, how nobody hired me? I have a resume a mile long. But at the end of the day, I started getting a little depressed, and, you know, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? You know, I can't depend on anybody. I have to pay my own bills. I was divorced. And I was like, what am I going to do? And I remembered me saying that I was going to look into being a cosmetology teacher, and I did that. I had previously, years before that, got my cosmetology license. I worked in a salon for 6 years, and it hit me. Go back. Go and give back because somebody gave to you. And I went back to the school. I applied. When I first went, the man was like, oh, we don't have any openings. And I'm like, okay. So got home, and it was so pressed in my spirit to call the school back. No matter what the man said, it was so in my spirit. And I called back, and the owner answered that day. And the owner was the same owner that when I was in school, he was the owner then. And he knew me because I actually did some clerical work for him while I was a student as well. And he told me to come see him. And he hired me on the spot. And I have been working now at this job. This February 2017 will make 10 years. He passed away. He sold the business before he passed away. And I'm thankful for that because even when I wanted to go to school, I was not able because I didn't have a co-signer. And he saw something in me. And he said, I'll work out something where you can help pay for school out of pocket. And I don't know what he did, but he did whatever he did, and I was able to pay for school and get that cosmetology license that now today I can stand and I can help. I mean, I help numerous women, not only in knowing who they are, not only in building their self-esteem, but in everyday living necessities, jobs and taking care of their kids. And, I mean, we'll be surprised what women don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll be so surprised. But I thank God that he can use me as a vessel to give back and pour into those women that when they graduate, I get phone calls and I get texts and I get inboxes, and it's no glory of mine. And it's just so awesome that I can be used as that vessel from God for these women, that they can see who they are and they can pursue when their momentum is not there. But then they get it back also. So all glory goes to God.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes, yes. I'm telling you, it happens to the best of them. I mean, you know, sometimes people are like, well, you know, that doesn't happen to this person because they're always on top of things and they're always this and they're always that. I don't care who you are, you've been there at some point. You have been there. So, but the thing is to learn from, you know, whatever experience and to grow from it. So thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, and I just want the callers to know that, you know, all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. All things work together, the bad, the good, the ugly, the indifferent. I mean, it all at some point works together for your good. So don't give up in whatever you're doing because God will make a way. He will direct your path. You just have to keep pushing. And when you push, trust me, that thing will manifest. It surely will. Back to the book again, manifestation now. You know, it will. You just can't give up. Can't.
Amen. Amen, amen. That is so, so very true. And we truly, truly appreciate you tonight. I'm telling you, because someone needed to hear that.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening in, and we will take our next caller. We thank you so much, okay? All right. We have another caller. Let's see here. We have a 864 area code calling out of South Carolina. We welcome the On Fire and Inspire.
Hello. This is Minister Valinda Mintz. How are
Hi,
you?
Great. How are you this evening?
I am great, sister, and I have been listening to your program, and it has been so on fire. Men of God, women of God, everybody has just spoke so highly, and I'm just filled up right now because I've been holding for a while, and every time someone get on, they're just saying everything that I want to say. So I just know it's all confirmation here. But I just wanted to tell you that God is just good all the time. And what we have to realize is that when we go through our storms and our the destructions and trials and tribulation that comes in our way, that's only pushing us to our destiny. That's getting us to where our future is going to be. So you have to go through in order to get to where God wants you to end up at. And so that's why I always tell everybody on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, you got to trust God. You got to trust him even when you can't see him or even when you can't trace him, because he's there. He's solid. He's only wanting you to be able to put your trust in him, and you stand. And once you stand firm on the word of God, rooted and grounded, God is going to be there all the time. And yes, we all go through all many things, and you know I've been through a lot in my lifetime, but I still count it all joy, because I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't went through what I went through. So I know God is just good like that. And, you know, we have to trust him, because his ways is not our ways, but he knows best for us. And, you know, in the will of God, he's just like, he's right there with us. And he's the biblical part between the will in heaven and the will here on earth. And that's all we need right there. Right there. I mean, God is just good. And I just want to say I love you. God bless you. And I'm just so excited on what God is doing in your life. And you just stand, and God is just going to give you all the desires of your heart.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we truly appreciate you sharing tonight, because I'm telling you, every person is elated, and you feel the spirit of every person that has shared. And it's yes. infectious. And I'm telling you, it's blessing somebody. Whether they're listening now or they listen to the recording, they are being blessed by each and every one of you. And I thank you for taking the time to listen tonight.
God bless you.
All right. God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Guys, this is awesome. I tell you, this has been an awesome, awesome show. Getting your momentum back. So if any of you joined us late, I'm telling you, you got to go back and listen to the recording, because it has been some great, great information shared. I shared about 7 points with you. And from my sharing, once I opened the floor in the forum, we've had the relationship strategist, we've had the urban leadership strategist, we've had the platform builder, we had Prophetess Nicole, we had Minister Verlinda Mitz just joined. So everybody, John Schamberger, the founder of Millionaires in Training. So I'm telling you, everybody's just chiming in. This is a topic, I'm telling you, I don't care where you've been or where you are, this is a topic that is one of those words that you can just take with you wherever you go, because you can use it at any time. Because anytime something comes as a distraction or comes in, you know, to kind of take your focus off, you say, wait a minute, let me go back and play this thing again, because I just need that reminder. So I'm telling you, I thank each and every one of you for taking the time to listen tonight, as well as each and every one that has shared something. So if you have something to share or a comment to make, we do want to hear from you. Press 1, and we'd love to bring you live with us. Press 1 if you are on listening through the Blog Talk channel of 929-477-2178. My sister station, we have not been able to get you guys connected on quite yet. We'll be able to do that soon. So if you're listening through Semi World Radio Network, Christian World Radio Network, we can't bring you on. You will have to hang up and dial 929-477-2178. But we will have that option available real, real soon. And I thank God for that open door, because your gift is making room for you, as Christian World Radio Network made room for me. And I thank God that while I am on Blog Talk Radio, they're simultaneously playing me. And so you can hear On Fire to Inspire throughout the nation through the internet on Blog Talk, but also throughout the nation internet on Christian World Radio Network, where they're a 24-hour gospel radio network. And they are playing simultaneously nationally, internationally, in Europe and Africa. So I just give God glory for everything that he's doing and everything that he's done and will continue to do. Anybody else want to share with us tonight? Press 1. We are live. I'm telling you, I'm loving it. And guys, I'm telling you, this show actually stemmed from a book that God gave me. I released it May 31st of 2014. And when God was telling me to do this thing, I'm telling you, I was like, no, Lord, I don't know about that. And he told me, come out of that box, because when you come out of that box that you placed yourself in, you're going to take me out of the box. And so many people have been blessed through the book. The book is available on Amazon. The book is available in paperback as well as an ebook. So On Fire to Inspire is something that will speak into your spirit, that will remind you that you're chosen, that will remind you that, hey, you can't give up. It's not an option. So, you know, as we wait, because there's somebody else that need to press that one, but while we're waiting on that person to get in position to do so, I just want to share this piece. It's the very first piece that's in the book, On Fire to Inspire. And God gave me this piece, and it's called The Chosen One. And some of you have seen it on, I reposted it. God gave it to me. I reposted it last week. It was exactly a year ago when I posted it. But I just want to be, I just really am led to share this with you tonight. So if you're in a place where you can close your eyes, I want you to make this thing personal. If you're driving or something like that where you have to keep your eyes open, please don't close your eyes. But just focus. If you're driving, I want you to focus. And you no longer hear Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. You hear the Spirit of the Lord is speaking directly to you, and he's telling you that you've been chosen. So the title of this piece is The Chosen One, coming from On Fire to Inspire, the book. So here we go. You are my chosen one. Yes, I'm talking about you. I love you so much that I chose you. You are an heir to my throne. You have so much in you that I want to bring forth. Speak life, live life, and make it happen. Why? Because you are my chosen one. Now, before you open your eyes, I want you to breathe in, and I want you to hold it while I count to five for you. One, two, three, four, five. Now, I want you to exhale slowly and open your eyes. And I want you to remember that you are chosen. You've been chosen. You've already been pre-qualified to live the life that you are currently living. But guess what? God has already pre-qualified you to live the life that he's declared for you to live. So don't walk in defeat. I want you to hold your head up high and understand and know that you're chosen. Understand and know that you got your momentum back. All you got to say is, I got it, because you got it. Reevaluate, identify those things that where you need to grow and say, God, help me move forward in this thing. Help me reinvent me the way that you created me to live, created me to be. I'm telling you, there's somebody else that's supposed to press that one. So I'm going to stay right here to that person, press that one. So if you're at 929-477-2178, press one if you have a question or a comment, because it may be your story that someone else needs to hear, or even just some, you know, some power, some wisdom nuggets that you want to share. Because I'm telling you, you know, everyone has been there. You know, the job loss, the downsizing, you know, anything. People, you know, things happen and things come and it felt like it knocked the wind out of it. But I tell you, get back up, breathe again, dream again, because it's here for you. God has ordained the life for you to live, and all you have to do is declare it and walk in it. Believe in yourself, because he believes in you. And guess what? I believe in you too. So don't give up. Giving up is not an option. It is not an option. And I want to hear the testimonies that you have going forth from this day forward. You declare, make this declaration that today I got it. And I've got my momentum back. I'm setting my goals. I'm setting my small goals. I'm setting my large goals. And I'm doing everything that God has placed in my heart to do and placed in my heart to be. It's time out for us leaving liabilities. It's time for us to leave legacies. So we have children. We have, you know, some people have grandchildren, nieces, nephews. Whoever you have, they're waiting on you to position yourself to be that legacy and to be that chain breaker to move forward in your bloodline for your family. So what are you going to do? And what is your why? What is your why? Determine what is your why. It's time to do it. Guys, I'm telling you, I have blessed myself. I understand why the preachers say I don't preach myself happy. I understand that concept tonight, because I'm telling you, when you really, really understand who you are, why you're here, it's so fulfilling. And when you understand your identity, there's nothing like it. Understand who you are and whose you are. And when you get that revelation, baby, nobody can tell you differently. No one can tell you what you can't do, because I'm telling you, you can do all things through him. We have another caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are on the line with Miss On Fire to Inspire. Leah, who do we have on the line with us? Hello. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Hello, good evening, Aaliyah. This is Wakanda.
Hi, Wakanda. How are you this evening?
I am good. I'm good. I came on late. I was in class tonight, so I missed actually the majority of it. But as you were talking, I just began to think of two scriptures, and I thank God for the word, because I know in the word we can gain our momentum back. And I thought about two scriptures. I thought about Elijah, when he was, I believe it was Elijah, when he was in the cave. And the Spirit of the Lord, he said, "What are you doing here?" And I know that I've been in a place where I've decided, you know what, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to stop because of some of the things that I had experienced. But the Lord came to me and he said, "What are you doing here?" And so it begins with a word. And I thank God for this forum that you have, that God has given you, Aaliyah, because you're giving the word to give to people so that they can gain their momentum back. And so I praise God for that. And I also thought about, and it was the prophet, I don't know if it was Elijah or Elisha, when he was under a tree and the angel woke him up, shook him, and told him to get up and eat. And he said that the food that he ate kept him. There was bread and water, and he ate the bread and water, and I'm paraphrasing, and then he laid back down again, and then the angel shook him again, and he said, "Eat." And the scripture said that that food that he received carried him for 40 days. So why am I saying that? That the word that is going forth in the name of Jesus is giving people their momentum to go forth for many days, not just temporarily, but eternally, for a long period of time. And so I bless God. I thank him for this forum. I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to listen. But those were the two scriptures that came to mind as you continued to talk about the momentum. So again, I praise God for this forum. I praise God for the word, for the encouragement that is coming forth. And yes, people are moving. And we declare people are moving now, and they've gained the momentum through the word that has provided strength for the journey, strength to go forth in that which God has called them to do. So I bless God for it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much for dialing in. I'm telling you, so I told y'all that somebody else supposed to be pressing that one because I felt it. I just felt like someone else was supposed to press one because that was just like the ceiling right there. That was just sealing it. So thank you so much for your obedience in pressing one and sharing that with us. We appreciate it.
Hallelujah. Love you.
Love you too. Guys, this has been an awesome, awesome night. I tell you, you have to just walk in obedience. You don't have to understand every piece of it. It's not for you to understand. I just know that I was booking every week, every month, and I had booked months out. And God said, "No, you can't book a guest for the first Tuesday in October." And I'm like, "But why not, Lord?" And he was like, "Because you're going to be the guest, and your guests, your listeners are going to be your guests." And I said, "Huh?" And he said, "You're going to speak life back into them through getting their momentum. And then some of them are going to share, and it's going to continue. And you all are going to be like iron sharpening iron." And so that's what we've done tonight. And I just praise God for each and every one of you that are listening, each and every one of you that will share this recording. Because someone needs to hear this, someone who's just kind of down in despair, and they don't understand that it's already in them. All they got to do is get back up. Just get up. Stand up. God allowed me to write a book of affirmations. Very simple title. It's an e-book. It's on Kindle and Amazon. But it's a very simple title. And it's just prayers, affirmations, and declarations. And that book is available out there. And the book is only like $1.50 or $2.99, something like that. But guys, I'm telling you, if you're reading constantly that I am a success, I am who God has called me to be. I am, you know, I'm made out in his image, and I am the apple of his eye. And, you know, if you're seeing the things before you, you're putting the thing, you're nourishing yourself, your spirit, man, you're nourishing your soul with the positive stuff. You're feeding yourself the good stuff. Damn, guess what? You can't do nothing but produce good fruit. So I'm just excited about what you're doing. I'm excited about what God is doing for you and where he's taking you. Just trust, believe, and have faith that you're already there, and keep walking it out. Now, I'm getting ready to close everything out. Do we have anybody else that want to share or make a comment, have a comment? Press 1 and we'll bring you live. I don't want to miss anybody because as I was getting ready to close out the last time, I had one person say, I need to say something. And so I went ahead and reopened the lines. But if anyone have anything to say, we'd love to bring you on. All right. Well, guys, if you're in the Atlanta area, you will be able to meet me over at the Conyers Library in Conyers, Georgia. From 2 to 4 p.m., they have an author's forum, and so they've invited myself. The urban leadership strategist, Dr. Ed Womack, will be there as well, and a host of other great authors. We will be out there selling our books. We'll have T-shirts available. I think I'll have some pens available. So come on out and purchase your paraphernalia, your books. If you don't have On Fire to Inspire, purchase it for someone else. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's Bullying Awareness Month. Those books, everything that God has given me, it builds people back up. So if you have a copy of the book, buy it for somebody else. The books are normally 12. I'm selling them for 10. So if you want a book, buy it for someone else and help speak life back into them, because it's time for us to forget about just what we're doing. What else are we doing to help that next person? What are you doing to help someone else come out of that place that you were in and you thought you weren't going to make it through it? So, again, the books are available, On Fire to Inspire the book, On Fire to Inspire the CD, the audio CD, the ebook, and as well as Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. That one is only available on ebook. But I thank you so much for joining us tonight. The audio recording will be available shortly. I will send that out. But share it with someone else because they need to know that they can get their momentum back. It's already in them. All they have to do is get up, shake themselves off, and move forward in it. I am Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler. Love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great night. Thank you.